is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Riggins, I forgot to tell you this. The other day when I was filling in for that talk radio host on the big AM station in Charlotte, it's the first time I'd met all those people up there, and I made a joke, what I thought was a joke, about looking like Phil Collins. Like, I look like Phil Collins. Somebody said, you know who you look like? I said, who, Phil Collins?
Yeah.
And they didn't laugh, and they agreed with me.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, you know, you do look like Phil Collins a little bit.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Thanks.
All right. So I'm not doubting it now. I'm just saying I need to quit making that joke.
Yeah.
Because people aren't taking it as a joke. I guess they think I was bragging about it. You know, you look like a celebrity. Well, that's not always a compliment.
Never. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yay. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, me too.
Oof. This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
There is a state trooper in New York. His name is Thomas Mesquia Jr. He's 27 years old. He turned himself into the courts, excuse me, this week after an October 2024 incident where he was shot in the line of duty multiple times. I believe they found multiple shell casings at the scene. He said he was trying to pull over a vehicle, and they shot at him. They found multiple casings. The problem was he only had one gunshot wound, and they found out he had shot himself.
Yeah.
And actually went to the scene early in the morning, laid out the shell casings, went back to an office or something, shot himself in the leg, and then returned to the actual, you know, quote-unquote scene of the crime. And authorities believe he did it for some attention.
Yeah. And he should have known that they'd be able to look at the angle of the bullet and tell that it was self-inflicted. I mean, they have.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's never seen forensic files.
Yeah. Right. It was a big press event. They had cameras out there. You know, he's being regarded as a hero. He survived the shooting. So he is facing 1 to 3 years in prison. Apparently, his father was also a trooper who was fired for allegedly running a cocaine ring while an officer. So
runs in the family.
Yeah, exactly. But to do that for attention, I mean, most people just like get too drunk at their holiday party and make a scene if you want some attention.
Mm-hmm.
But to shoot yourself in the leg?
That's dedication.
That's right.
It is.
Did they say why he needed attention? Was he
no?
Was he going through a divorce or anything like
they
that?
They said in 2023 he had been called in for some. They were going to examine some mental health issues, maybe. But they said they didn't find anything alarming. So he
it's
was
like,
allowed
you know,
to stay
I'm
in
the making divorce. The news. I'm making the news tonight.
Yeah, it's like who cares about making the local news?
Now, do they go back to the therapist that examined him and said, "Hey, good job on this. How'd you miss this?"
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking about? you missed something.
The
there.
Guy just shot himself and staged an entire, an attack.
Yeah. Like, he seemed fine to me. I don't know.
I was busy that day.
Yeah.
I just passed him through. I thought he was fine. He sounded okay. But, I mean, to make it to be a New York state trooper, I mean, that's, you got to really do as the kids say, put in the work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he just doesn't look like a guy who would shoot himself for attention. He's like a manly looking dude, thick mustache, and he's 27 years old. You know, like a full adult. Yeah. It's just very odd.
Well, he looks older than 27.
He does.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, he's been through it.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Practicing his sympathy moves on people.
I think so. Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
My dad was a traveling salesman. One of his least favorite things about going to Europe is they never give you ice for your drinks. Everything is, you know, he always complained about even refrigerator Everything. Drinks are not that cold. And when you'd ask for a cup of ice with it, they'd give you like 2 cubes. And they say, you know, Americans are just obsessed with ice. It's like, it's a cold drink.
Yeah.
Of course we are. Of course we're obsessed with it. But I didn't realize the ice trade, like the actual ice trade started in the 1800s, where a guy from Boston was going to sell ice. First of his kind. No one had done that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first client was in Trinidad.
Oh.
They had to ship ice blocks from their ponds and rivers down to Trinidad. Well, it turns out most of the ice melted on that journey because there was no refrigeration like that. Mm-hmm. So You can thank a William Tudor from the 1800s for the ice that you enjoy in your drink every day.
It didn't make it to Trinidad.
Didn't make it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
All right, Riggins. I will go ahead and acquiesce and say that you're right sometimes in your criticism of my having too many eyeglasses around all the time.
Did you get another?
Now I'm looking at it. I have three pairs right now available to me on the desk.
Yeah.
This one pair of reading glasses I have where I've cut the things off of it. Uh-huh. So I can wear them without having to push them underneath my hat.
Right.
To make the hat all askew. And then I have my regular ones that are like that, the cheap ones that are full arms. Those I have had in my pocket this morning because that's what I use all other times of the day. And then I have my fancy ones that I only use in certain times. But I will wear these in here once everything is done and I'm working on the next day stuff because I can wear them without my hat.
Okay.
Because they, you know, I take the hat off and I put those on and they're more comfortable and all. But I don't wear them all the time because I don't want to break them because they're expensive.
The fancy ones.
Yeah. Okay. But just on the surface, it looks ridiculous.
It does. That's a lot. That's three pairs of glasses. You only got mm-hmm. one head.
Right.
Two eyes. Mm-hmm. You like buying multiples of things. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, yeah.
You have like a ton of black t-shirts.
I've really been trying to work on that though. And not because my wife nagged me about it, but I've worked in some kind of reddish burgundy shirts lately.
Really getting out there on the ledge, huh?
Yeah. And then I got that bright red hoodie that I wear, you know, looking like the Kool-Aid man up in here.
Yeah, right.
So you see, I'm aware of the things that need to be, you know, tweaked a little bit in my life.
Sure, sure. But yeah, there's a lot of glasses.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
But the fancy ones have a little cleaning cloth in them that I use for the cheap ones. So I still take them out of my briefcase, whether I'm going to use them or not, my book bag thing.
What makes them fancy?
They're Ray-Bans.
Oh, yeah, those are fancy, though.
Mm-hmm. And I'll never be able to get another pair of them.
Why not?
Because I don't have money like that anymore. That was back when I was bougie.
Oh.
Back when I was successful. Back when I could feed myself. Back when I was some damn body. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, at least you still got the glasses like you are somebody.
Yeah. And I can put them on with a bunch of black t-shirts.
Yeah.
They go with everything.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
All right. Every year, the same discussion starts happening about whether or not the Monday after the Super Bowl should be people should be given off from work. And then it starts in with, should it be a national holiday that people don't have to go to work? Now, there are so many national holidays for just goofy reasons and all.
Yeah,
we don't need a national holiday for you not to have to work on Monday.
No, that's not necessary.
That's up to the businesses to put it on Saturday so you don't have to go to work. And the Super Bowl, the NFL does not care about their customers. Or they would put it on Saturday and make it more convenient for them.
I do wish it was then Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We just got to stop watching until they change it.
Yeah, boycott it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard it from me.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
You know, I think one profession that definitely does not operate under an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, are White House chefs. It seems like every time you turn on the TV, We've got an exclusive interview with George W. Bush's White House chef. And he also served presidents Clinton and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. And Bush, the first Bush.
The first Bush, that's what I'm thinking. Mm. The White House chefs always appear on YouTube channels, and they're spilling all the details all the time.
They write books.
They write books.
Yeah.
They've had on, you know, Barack Obama liked, he loved a cheeseburger. The last guy, Donald Trump, you know, loves his dinner. He doesn't eat breakfast. He doesn't, but they're always spilling their guts to whoever will ask about what their favorite foods were. And if George W. Bush was sneaking down into the kitchen and taking in the cookies, but we had special cookies just for him that nobody else could touch. It's like, hey, shut your mouth. I don't need you running around talking about what I'm doing in the middle of the night down in the White House kitchen.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, you really would hate that. You don't even like the cashier, you know, making small talk with you about the stuff you're buying at the grocery store, at the convenience store.
Yeah, what are you planning, a picnic? No, mind your business. I don't mind it if it's not, if it isn't like laced with this sort of condescending tone.
And somebody must be having a party.
Yeah, exactly.
With all these snacks.
Oh, are you off today? I guess you're not allergic to chocolate. Just did I find it?
Yeah, that was the other one. When you buy beer, they go, "You off today?
You off today?" no. But anyway, yeah. So I was curious, but they've already got like a chef of JD Vance out there talking. And they're like, he actually, since his wife is Indian American, he's actually eating a lot of Indian food. That's one of his favorite cuisines, which actually makes sense, of course.
Yeah.
But she's a vegetarian. I didn't know that. So he's also trying out a lot of vegetarian dishes. If I'm just trying a new diet, you're running around telling the Associated Press what I'm trying out. Well, you know, maybe trying to lose a couple pounds.
It's been a week. It's been 1 week.
It's been a week.
And they're already out there talking crap about it.
Just running their mouths like a faucet. So I think that would be the most annoying thing about being president or vice president. Talk about what I'm eating all the time.
But I guess they look at it like, I mean, it's all, you know, the public's business.
I guess.
Because we're paying for that food and we're paying for that chef. And,
yeah. Maybe it is our business, but
it's the people's house.
Yeah. I just know it. They'd be like, President Riggins, he loves his cheesesteaks. I mean, have you seen him? Yeah. He can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
All day, all night.
President Obama would come down here and squirt the whipped cream can right in his mouth.
Rub it all on his chest. I mean, he was nuts. Shut up.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
There's a great thing happening on TikTok. People are going to Bradley Cooper has a cheesesteak restaurant in New York City. It's called Danny and Coop's.
Yeah.
And he's from Philly, so you know, he loves a cheesesteak. But if you go to Danny and Coop's, you're going to wait about 2 hours. But Bradley Cooper is in there making cheesesteaks. If you go to Danny and Coop's today, he's going to be in there making your cheesesteaks. He even opens the door for people like that are waiting in line. Mm-hmm. And he's clearly in business mode. He's like, welcome to Danny and Coop's. Come on in. He's got black gloves on. And he goes right back to the kitchen, starts cranking out cheesesteaks.
I go to a place like that where there's one of the owners is a celebrity that'll do that and stuff.
Who is that?
Michael Waltrip. The race car driver.
Michael, he's got a restaurant?
He's got several of them.
Really?
A little chain of brewery places.
And he's making the food back there?
Yeah, I made him clean up my vomit one time.
Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
No, I did.
Michael Waltrip wouldn't clean up vomit.
No.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.